probably 90% of what we call gestational diabetes really is diabetes that's probably been present for years in a very mild form, which, you know, it just hasn't been recognized because it hasn't really made the patient feel bad. She's never been tested, therefore no one knows. She reaches 28 weeks, 7 months, she gets a glucose challenge. She gets a jug of glucose to drink and then a blood sugar, and lo and behold, she's diabetic. And we call her a gestational diabetic, but in fact, her diabetes has been going on for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years prior to that pregnancy. What the doc in the community needs to do is help his patient plan a pregnancy. If the pregnancy occurs by quote-unquote accident, then the patient's already at a disadvantage. He's cared for her since age 6, and she's 18 now or 19 now. He needs to sit down with her and talk to her about pregnancy and tell her that the number one most important thing for her to do is to make her blood sugars close to normal prior to pregnancy. And that if she doesn't, then there's substantial risks incurred of birth defects, miscarriage, and bad pregnancy outcome.